As his horse trudged down the main road that wound through the middle of town, Stephen strained his eyes, trying to locate the woman before she noticed him. Luckily, there was no crowd gathered near the stagecoach stop, so Stephen was able to relax. Word hadn't gotten out about the lone woman yet. His eyes slid back and forth across the street, up and down both boardwalks. There didn't seem to be any single woman waiting for him. He recognized a few of his friends, and there was one woman with several children standing in front of the general store, but otherwise there was no lone stranger. Her hair up in a bun, she looked like a schoolmarm.
Maybe she didn't come after all.
The tightness in Stephen's chest slowly released. He wasn't going to have to face some peculiar woman after all. He wasn't going to have to explain about Mammy's trick. He wouldn't need to tell her there was no way in this world he would marry her, even if she had come all this way. Stephen smiled. He felt like shouting for joy. He sidled his horse in front of the general store, deciding that since he was in town, he would stop and pick up the mail. Stephen slid off the horse and tied its rein to the hitching post by a water trough. The horse could use a cold drink before they headed back to the ranch. When Stephen stepped onto the boardwalk, the young woman with the children turned and scrutinized him. Stephen was sure he was being judged and weighed by her. He took off his hat, gave a slight bow, and tried to move past the young boy, blocking the doorway to the general store.
"Mr. Calloway?"
The woman's soft voice stopped him in his tracks. His head whipped around and he gasped.
"Yes?"
"I'm Sally Jersey, sir. I'm your mail-order bride."
He couldn't breathe. The tightness had come back and was squeezing all the air out of him. Stephen reached out and tried to grab hold of the door to the general store. He swayed slightly. Sally's eyes filled with concern. The man before her was staring at her with a crazed look. He didn't seem to be breathing.
"Are you all right?"
She stepped closer, hands outstretched as if to hold him up. Her movement brought him to his senses. Stephen took in a gulp of air.
"Have to get myself under control," he chastised himself. "Yes, I'm fine. You said you are Sally?"
"Yes, I am. Sally Jersey."
The slip of a woman bravely stuck out her hand. Stephen stared at the appendage but did not touch it. Her hand was tiny. He couldn't imagine shaking that small hand. He would crush it with his. When Sally realized he wasn't going to reciprocate, she pulled back her arm and twisted the pink brooch she had pinned at her neckline. Something was definitely wrong. This man didn't seem happy to see her. She thought from everything he had written in his letters, he would be excited to see her, at the beginning at least, before she told him about the children. Her eyes dropped to the golden heads. Stephen's eyes followed, taking in the two children clinging to Sally's wool skirt, the boy who had stepped up beside her, and the small baby in her arms that she tried to juggle when she had reached out to shake hands.
"Mammy didn't mention anything about children, but it makes no difference. I need to explain to her about Mammy's foolishness, tell her that she is going to have to go back home."
Before speaking, Stephen glanced at Sally and was surprised how lovely she was. She had brown hair with golden highlights that matched the gold in the children's hair. She stood a good foot shorter than him, but so did everyone he knew. Upon closer inspection, Stephen noticed her marvelous eyes. At first glance, they seemed to be plain green, but when she turned and lifted her chin up to face him, the sunlight splashed into her eyes and brought out golden flecks. Between her hair and her eyes, Stephen was speechless. Sally didn't know what to say or do. The man seemed daft, just staring at her. It was as if he didn't know her at all.
"Mr. Calloway?"
She interrupted his thoughts.
"Yes, well, you see, Miss Sally."
Stephen ran his hand through his hair and shook his head, trying to decide what to say.
"There has been a mistake."